This is a podcast from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, a nonpartisan research institute that explores budget policies and issues affecting low and moderate income Americans.
This podcast is the first in a series of podcasts on myths about health reform and its impact on the federal budget deficit. I'm Shannon Spillane, and I'm joined by Jim Horney, Director of Federal Fiscal Policy at the Center. Jim, let's start off at the broadest level. Some opponents of the new health reform law claim that it will increase the federal deficit. Are they correct?
No, they are not correct. The nonpartisan and highly regarded Congressional Budget Office, or CBO, estimates that the health reform law will reduce deficits by $143 billion over the next 10 years.
Some critics say that despite the CBO estimate, the law will increase rather than reduce deficits because it uses gimmicks to finance health reform. Today, we're focused on one particular claim, that the law hides the true cost of health reform by starting to collect its new revenues in the early years and delaying spending until later years. Put another way, critics say it uses 10 years of revenues to pay for just 6 years of benefits.
This claim is flatly wrong. Critics selectively cite just a few provisions and fail to consider the legislation as a whole. They focus only on spending that doesn't start right away, but there are also revenue increases that don't start for a number of years. But the clearest evidence that this is a false claim is CBO's estimate. It shows that the health reform law will reduce the deficit not just in its first 10 years, but also in its second 10 years and in decades that follow.
What does that tell us?
If the cost were delayed, then the law would save money in the short run, but then lose money down the road. But that's not the case here. CBO estimates that from 2020 through 2029, the health reform law will reduce the deficit by about 0.5% of gross domestic product, or GDP. That's equivalent to about $1.3 trillion in deficit reduction over that decade.
Thanks for joining us, Jim.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Read commentary from our experts at offthechartsblog.org. Find us on Twitter and Facebook, and create a My Center account at centeronbudget.org.